The king of the city of Unug turned his mind to the Cedar Forest Mountain, home of the awesome being named Huwawa. He spoke to his servant. "Enkidu," he said, for that was the servant's name. "I will go to the Cedar Forest Mountain to bring precious cedar logs for the city of Unug. No man can expand as wide as the mountains or as high as the heavens. No man can expand his life beyond its end. But I will expand the fame of my name when I go to the Cedar Forest Mountain." "Oh, master," said Enkidu, "the sun god Utu is in charge of the Cedar Forest Mountain. Before you go, you should speak with him." Gilgamesh, that was the name of the king, prepared himself to speak with the sun god Utu. He clasped a white kid goat close to his chest as an offering and raised his sacred staff close to his face. "Utu," he said, "I will go to the Cedar Forest Mountain to bring precious cedar logs for the city of Unug. I need your help." The sun god spoke to Gilgamesh from the heavens. "Gilgamesh, why will you go to the Cedar Forest Mountain? You are already renowned as a noble young man, the king of the city of Unug." "But in my city," said Gilgamesh, "people die. Hearts are filled with sorrow, and so am I. I looked over the city wall and saw a corpse floating by in the river below. Now I know I too will become a corpse. No man can expand his life beyond its end. No man can expand as high as the heavens or as wide as the mountains. But I will expand the fame of my name when I go to the Cedar Forest Mountain. Where I cannot expand the fame of my name, I will praise the names of the gods." The sun god Utu took away Gilgamesh's tears and showed him compassion. He gave him 7 blazing warrior stars to guide him to the Cedar Forest Mountain. Gilgamesh was overjoyed. He sounded loudly the call-up horn to summon the men of Unug. "Those of you with wives and children, go home," said Gilgamesh. "I need 50 men without wives and children, 50 brave young men like myself, to follow me to the Cedar Forest Mountain." 50 brave young men followed Gilgamesh. They followed him to the coppersmiths and bronzesmiths and armed themselves with axes. They followed him to the nearby woods and practiced chopping down trees. They chopped down apricot trees, ebony trees, boxwood trees, willow trees, but there were no cedar trees in the woods near the city of Unug. They followed Gilgamesh to the Cedar Forest Mountain, guided by 7 blazing warrior stars. They came to the first mountain, and there was no cedar forest. They came to the second mountain. There was no cedar forest. There was no cedar forest on the third mountain, or the fourth mountain, or the fifth mountain, or the sixth mountain. But when they came to the seventh mountain, Gilgamesh found the cedar forest. All around were mighty cedar trees. Gilgamesh began to chop them down. His servant Enkidu lopped off their branches. The men of Unug piled up the precious cedar logs. In the cedar forest lived Huwawa, an awesome being shrouded with 7 auras of awesomeness. When Huwawa heard the chop, chop, chop of the axes, his 7 auras of awesomeness emitted rays, shimmering beams, powerful vibrations, which made Gilgamesh, Enkidu, and the men of Unug fall into a deep, deep sleep. There was an eerie silence everywhere. The first to wake up was Enkidu. He rubbed his eyes. He shook Gilgamesh but couldn't wake him. So he whispered into his ear, "Psst! Gilgamesh! Gilgamesh, wake up! How long will you sleep? The mountains are disappearing as shadows creep across them and twilight falls. The proud sun god Utu is sinking into the bosom of his mother. Psst! Gilgamesh! Gilgamesh, how long will you sleep? Don't leave the men of Unug shivering like puppies here in the mountains. Don't leave their widowed mothers spinning yarn in the courtyards of your city." Still Gilgamesh slept. Enkidu soaked a cloth in oil worth 30 shekels and rubbed it into Gilgamesh's chest. Gilgamesh woke up, sat up, and bellowed at Enkidu, "By the life of my mother and father, am I the king of Unug? To sleep like a baby on my mother's lap? Is that thing which made me fall into such a deep sleep human or a god? Until I find out, I will not leave the Cedar Forest Mountain. I will not go back to my city." "Master, you have never seen that creature, so you're not afraid of him. But I have seen him, and I am afraid of him. Huwawa's chest is a roaring river in flood. He has the face of a dragon and the mouth of a lion, a man-eating lion. With blood forever dripping from his lips and his teeth and his tongue. He's too strong for you, Master. You can stay here in the Cedar Forest Mountain, but I'm going back to the city. When I tell your mother you're alive, she'll be delighted. But if I then have to tell her you're dead, she's going to weep bitterly." "Oh, we'll survive if we stick together," said Gilgamesh. "Let's go on." "No," said Enkidu. "Let's go back. It'll be terrible." "Let's go on," said Gilgamesh. "Let's look for Huwawa." "Huwawa's look," said Enkidu, "is the look of death. If he shakes his head at you, you will never go back to your city." Suddenly, Gilgamesh could not move. His big toenails gripped the earth as he heard the voice of Huwawa. "Ooh, Gilgamesh, you are a tall sapling. You are the noble glory of the gods. You are the heroic bearer of a scepter with far-reaching powers. You are an angry bull standing ready to fight. Your mother surely knew how to give birth to sons. Your wet nurse surely knew how to breastfeed. Don't be afraid, Gilgamesh. Touch the earth with both your hands. Swear by the earth." Gilgamesh touched the earth with both his hands. He swore by the earth and spoke to the voice of Huwawa.
"By the life of my mother and father, Huwawa, nobody knows exactly where you live in the Cedar Forest Mountain, but they would like to know. Would you like my sister, my big sister, for your wife? Or King Maybaragazi? Or my little sister, a sweet, juicy pear for your concubine. Just give up one of your auras, and we'll be kinsmen." Huwawa gave up one of his auras. The men of Unug piled up the precious cedar logs. "Huwawa, would you like some flour? It's the food of the gods," said Gilgamesh. "Just give up one of your auras, and we'll be kinsmen." Huwawa gave up his second aura, his second aura of awesomeness. The men of Unug piled up the precious cedar logs. "And would you like some cool water and a water skin? Just give up an aura and we'll be kinsmen." Huwawa gave up his third aura. The men of Unug piled up the precious cedar logs. "And how about some big shoes for your big feet, eh, Huwawa? Give up an aura and we'll be kinsmen." Huwawa gave up his fourth aura. The men of Unug piled up the precious cedar logs. "And some little shoes for your little feet. Give up an aura and we'll be kinsmen." Huwawa gave up his fifth aura. The men of Unug piled up the precious cedar logs. "And some lapis lazuli? Give up an aura and we'll be kinsmen." Huwawa gave up his sixth aura. The men of Unug piled up the precious cedar logs. "And Huwawa," said Gilgamesh, "would you like a piece of rock crystal found here in the mountains? Give up an aura and we'll be kinsmen." Huwawa gave up his seventh aura of awesomeness. The men of Unug piled up the precious cedar logs. When Huwawa gave up his seventh aura of awesomeness, Gilgamesh could see he was standing right in front of him. He stepped back, as if to catch a snake. Then he leaned forward, as if to kiss Huwawa. But instead, poof, he punched him in the face. Huwawa scowled and bared his teeth. "You are a false hero, Gilgamesh," he said.
"Sit down," said Gilgamesh. "Yes, sit down," said Enkidu.
Huwawa sat down and wept. Gilgamesh threw a rope over Huwawa as if he was a captured bull, and then he tied his arms together at the elbows like a prisoner. Huwawa grabbed Gilgamesh's hand and tugged at it.
Oh, Gilgamesh, let me go," said Huwawa. "I trusted you because you touched the earth with both your hands. You swore by the earth. Let me speak to the sun god Utu, who makes me live here in the Cedar Forest Mountain all alone." Gilgamesh pitied Huwawa from the bottom of his noble heart.
"Oh," he said, "let the trapped bird fly away. Let the prisoner run free to give his mother a hug. Huwawa can become our porter and our guide."
"Oh, master," said Enkidu, "you are a tall sapling. You are the noble glory of the gods. You are the heroic bearer of a scepter with far-reaching powers. You are an angry bull standing ready to fight. Your mother surely knew how to give birth to sons. Your wet nurse surely knew how to suckle. But, master, one so mighty who is naive will surely be devoured by history and never know what happened. Let the trapped bird fly away. Let the prisoner run free to give his mother a hug. Let Huwawa become our porter and our guide. We would never go back to our city. Is a captured soldier allowed to fight? No. Is the captured priestess allowed to use her room? No. Is the captured priest allowed to wear his wig? No, no, no.
Wawa looked at Enkidu. "How can you speak to Gilgamesh like that?" he said. "You are his servant, paid to run after him."
When Enkidu heard this, he became so angry that he slit Huwawa's throat and put his severed head into a leather bag. Gilgamesh and Enkidu picked up the leather bag and took it to the greatest of the gods, Enlil. They kissed the ground in front of him and tipped out the head as an offering.
When Enlil saw Huwawa's head, he spoke to Gilgamesh.
"Gilgamesh, why did you do this? Did the gods command that Huwawa's name should be wiped from the face of the earth? You should have sat with him and shared your food and drink. You should have honored Huwawa."
Enlil, the greatest of the gods, gathered up Huwawa's 7 auras of awesomeness. The first aura he gave to the rivers. The second aura he gave to the fields. The third aura he gave to the reed beds in the marshes. The fourth aura he gave to the forests. The fifth aura he gave to the lions. The sixth aura he gave to the palace. And Huwawa's 7th aura of awesomeness, Enlil, the greatest of the gods, gave to the goddess of prisoners. All praise to Gilgamesh, the king of the city of Unuk. All praise to his servant, Enkidu. All praise to the goddess of storytelling. And all praise to Huwawa, who lived all alone in the Cedar Forest Mountain, shrouded with 7 auras of awesomeness.